Dear brothers and sisters, just a few words to reflect upon the insightful, the thoughtful text of the Gospel we have just heard. You know, there has been a lot of discussion about this text because of the brothers of Jesus, and the question arises, was Jesus Christ the only Son of Mary? This is related with the teaching of the Catholic Church about the perpetual virginity of Blessed Mary. In fact, we call her the Blessed Virgin Mary. We cannot solve this question on the sole basis of the text we heard, because brothers and sisters alike are used as a general expression in the Scripture, not only restricted to the ties of blood and flesh. It is related to people belonging to the extended family of the other person, or even related to the same town, the same tribe. And we, in the Church, we use the expression. In fact, I began saying brothers and sisters, and I wasn't meaning, of course, that you and I belonged to the same family with the same daddy and same mommy. So this text will not solve the question. The general argument of the Catholic Church to affirm that Jesus was the only Son of Mary comes from other sources, mainly when we see the last days of Jesus and we see Jesus entrusting his beloved mother to one of his disciples, that very hardly could be understood if in true reality Mary had other children. That's part of the argument. But the main teaching of today's readings, in particular the main teaching of the Gospel, is not about the perpetual virginity of our Blessed Virgin Mary. The main teaching is about the true relationship between Mary and Jesus, far beyond blood and flesh. The true and deep and beautiful relationship between them emerges from hearing the Word of God and acting on it. These words that Jesus said, "My mother and my brothers are those who hear the Word of God and act on it," this saying of Jesus is not despiteful regarding the Blessed Virgin Mary. He is really focusing himself and focusing her attention and the attention of everybody to the true relationship we all can have with Jesus Christ. The important point is not kinship. The important point is not brotherhood in the sense of blood and flesh. It is not the race. The important point is, do you hear the Word of God? Do you act on it? Have you really surrendered your will to the will of God? Have you really opened your heart to the Word of God? That's the central point. That's the real point. And of course, this can be, in all truth, be preached regarding the Blessed Virgin Mary. And so, far from being a dismissal or despiteful saying, this is really praising the Virgin, because if she is who she is not because of the blood and the flesh. It is because she really accepted the word of God and she really acted on it. And that's exactly what we receive today as a commandment. To hear, to accept God's word and will, and to act on it. Let's continue our Mass thanking God for this word and really closing, going forth closer to Jesus. He is the source of life, and it is your right and my right to near Him, to be alongside Him, and to follow closely His steps.